Carpenter and Mark Cove.
Show, I guess.
We have six in a row, and then two of us
distance between you. From the Spanish Steps right down to the Liberty Bell, I'm no angel of silver, but this is me. This year, pound a silver platter. While it is hanging by the thread, and I'm sitting in a lonely room without you, wishing I was there with you instead of what you walk through this world with me.
Through the world, yeah. Over the miles of mystery, so don't you introduce this wonderful
right now? I'd love to.
That would be awesome.
On the piano, keyboards, vocals tonight, from the late great Levon Helms Band for many years, from Sheryl Crow's band, founding member of the great group Ola Bell, my great friend and an incredible player, Mr. Glenn Pasha. Behind me for his maiden voyage on this tour. This is our first gig with the four of us. He's taking East Coast gigs. This is one of my best friends in the world. He's been my producer for years. He co-wrote the song we just sang, Walk Through the World. We were married in the late 80s.
Hey, you and I were married too. That's what you said last night.
You didn't remember, so I moved on to Germany.
But we got divorced right away.
That's right. Yes. We worked through it. Please welcome the great John Leventhal.
More incestuous than that. But you know, it was a rumor, I'm sure you've heard it, that I dropped Roseanne for Sean.
I think I started.
Just broken hearts all around, ladies and gentlemen. But we had a great time coming up with the set list for this evening. But
I just want to say I thought of a good name for our band.
You did?
Yeah.
What?
Fleetwood Mark.
Oh. And I used it already, anyway. But we had a wonderful time coming up with a set list, and we wanted to, of course, play and sing on each other's songs, but also come up with songs of other people, songwriters, bands that we have revered. And so there's a little bit of that going on tonight as well. And this is a song about growing up in the town that I was born in New Jersey.
Thank you.
Fried, but it was a wonderful, the place was packed, it was a great night, it just lifted us up, gave us all that energy, and about 15 minutes through the set, all of a sudden this enormous explosion took place, and a transformer down the street had blown up, and the whole place went dark, and they had this beautiful, beautiful long bar, beautiful mahogany bar there, and we just got up on the bar with a couple of guitars, an accordion, and flashlights. And we played the rest of the set. And then the power came back on. We went back on the stage and played the whole show again. But this is what was so wonderful. Nobody left. It was so wonderful. And no one gave up on us. So that was, I remember the beginning of VH1, or was it MTV doing their so-called unplugged series. We felt that we embodied.
Kill the power.
Thank you. when we went to a summer together in the 64 months. They met Bobby Kennedy there. Yeah, that was right before the fall.
Let's go on the moon, at the stars above.
his record is mine, because he really came up with all the arrangements. And we thought it would be an interesting record to just take a snapshot of 1 year from a musical standpoint. So all the songs on this record called Disney Booth are from 1970. Except this one, which was originally done in 67 by the Box Tops, but in 1970 it was covered and was even a bigger record. But the version I first fell in love with was Alex Chilton singing it with the Box Tops. Was one. But anyway, this is our sort of late night.
What we got?
Just roll me a letter.
this is the oldest song that I think I do this evening. Apropos of that, I always feel that it's relevant on an anecdotal level to tell you or to suggest that you know you've been around a while. When you're at the grocery store, you're pushing your cart full of groceries, you get to the checkout line, nice, attractive young man is tallying up your groceries, and he looks at you, and you look back at him, and he looks at you again, and you look back at him, and then he looks at you again, and you realize he's going to say something to you, and your heart's just all aflutter. And he leans in, and he says, "My grandmother loves you." His shirt is old and faded, all the colors washed away. I've had it now for more than years than I could count today. I've learned beneath my jacket, the collar turned up high. So old I should replace, but I'm not. Shirt's got silver buttons and a place upon the sleeve where I used to set my heart, right there where anyone could see. This shirt's the one I wore at every boring high school dance, where the boys ignored the girls and all pretended to like the band. Thank you. church is a grand old brother with a grand old history. I've buried now for Sunday chores, cleaning house and raking leaves. I've wearing beneath my jacket with the collar turned up high. So old I should replace it, but I'm not about to try.
question. How many dreams we chase across endless the sky and ground, looking for one safe place. Can you believe when we drove up today, in the back where you sort of load in your stuff, there's actually somebody, I think one of the people that does the dishes drew the most beautiful mural of a silver thunderbird and welcoming us to the gig. That's the kind of place this is.
That's the kind of place. That's what the smack does.
What's that?
That's what smack does.
Exactly. Better be careful how you use that sentence. But really, literally, somebody drew a beautiful sort of mural of Silver Thunderbird welcoming us. So anyway, here it is. Here's that tune with Mary Chapin singing a beautiful intro. Got up every morning while I was still asleep. the sound of a shuffling around. Right before crack of dawn, I heard a turn around. When I got up, it was long gone. Down the road in the rain and the snow, the man and his machine would go. The secrets in that old car will know. Sometimes I hear him say, don't you shoot me. Don't you give me no baby. Son, you gotta take my word. If there's a guy up in heaven, he drives a sucker. Fucking boy.
You never were one for cautiousness. strangers in a car. And maybe that's all we really are. Strangers in a car.
I'm not used to
just strangers in a car. Strangers in a car.
And James had a suggestion, or he discussed actually in this interview what he does, which is he goes somewhere he's never been. He puts himself in a new place and sort of unlocks or dislodges the log jam. And Mark took that advice to heart, thought that was good advice, and it is. And I'd just like to insert this one little pearl of wisdom, which is along the same lines, which I think most songwriters feel this way, or perhaps discover that everything that you ever need to write a song is already inside of you. You just need to find a way to access it. And so he started buying plane tickets to far off places that he had never been. And the first couple of tickets that he bought were the best tickets he ever invested in.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you. And they were tickets to Memphis, Tennessee, ladies and gentlemen. So he got on a plane and he arrived in Memphis and he started going around to different places, and I'll let you take it from here.
Well, I think it's a good night to mention that this story that I've been telling for the past couple of weeks is all a lie. But you tell it beautifully. No, it's not. I'm kidding. It's true. And I wish I could get back to that place that I was at that afternoon when I started writing this, but it really is just a very verbatim narrative of going to the jungle room in Graceland, going to a lot in Temple, but for completely different reasons. So it was spiritually confusing. And then I met Muriel, 67-year-old school teacher during the week, and then on weekends trying to make a little extra money at this shack, really, called the Hollywood Cafe. It used to be a slave commissary down south. And she was up there playing piano 4 or 5 hours a night on the weekends. And I started talking to her during the breaks. She asked me to come up and sing. So there I was, when she asked me to sing, because we've been speaking to each other, it never occurred to either one of us there wasn't a song in the universe that both of us had in common. So I said, Muriel, just sing, you know, your songs. I'll try to catch up. So she was whispering words to me in my ear, songs like His Eye Is on a Sparrow, Nearer, My God, to Thee, Touch the Hem of His Garment, Amazing Grace, all the big Hebrew hits. And I went back to the Hollywood to play her a bunch of my new songs. She really turned out to be quite an inspiration, not only for this song, but for a lot of other ones. And the part I haven't been telling about this with Mary Chapin is that when I went back to the Hollywood to play her all my new songs that she indeed inspired, I played her Silver Thunderbird and True Companion and Ghost Train, all these songs from my first record. And she said, play that one again where you mention me at the end. That's the best one you got. So as always, this is from Miriam. Put on my blue suede shoes, I boarded the plane, touched down.
Yeah, I know we want to be.
And gentlemen, and to just give you a little, I guess, background, the last few years haven't been the easiest for me personally. I don't mind sharing that with you at all. That's what we do as songwriters, and I guess I could just sum it up by saying that I lost a parent. We suffered or dealt with an illness, and then the end of a marriage happened as well. So any one of those things would have spawned at least 5 records. No writer's block there. But they all kind of happened close together, these events, and they were transforming, as you can imagine. And so I spent the time writing this record, trying to sort of explore, or as I like to think of it as a songwriter, excavate those feelings and experiences and try to make sense of them for myself, and also connect in the way that I know best, which is through songs. And at the time that I was writing all of these songs for this record, I was also traveling back and forth to the UK a lot to work. And I live in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and the closest airport for me is Dulles International Airport. Dreadful Dulles. And at any rate, when you fly to London from Dulles, invariably it's an evening flight. to elbow with all of these strangers. But by the time you land in London the next day, the next morning, you're strangers no longer. In a good way. You grab your bag and you race to immigration. This is a huge empty hall the minute you walk in, and then all of a sudden it's just filled with thousands of people quickly, and you're wondering, how did that happen? Where all these people come from? But you're in line for, it seems like an eternity, and you strike up conversations. And then you emerge into what I love that they call it this, the Hall of Arrivals. And it's like something out of that movie, Love Actually. And you see all the people greeting one another, and I was always traveling by myself. And, but the thing was, is that I didn't feel lonely or lonesome or lost or orphaned or anything like that when I emerged into the Hall of Arrivals. And I have another friend who's a songwriter, and I like to gather these pearls for songwriting. And she says, everything is a metaphor. And I started to think about these journeys to overseas through the night as metaphor for what I had been going through and where I was finally coming out of. And as I would emerge into the morning at London Heathrow, I started to feel very much down to my core that I was exactly where I needed to be. And I was so happy to be where I was. So this is a song. From 20,000 feet high, saw the lights below, twinkling just like Christmas. We descended slowly, and the curve of the world passed with all of that flying above the mighty ocean. And now we all arrive. Grab the carry-on baggage, join the herd for the mad love, take a place in the long line. Now where does everyone come from? As we shuffle on forward, as we wait for inspection, and don't be holding that line up. Happy and glad's redemption. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, yeah. Now I'm stamped and I'm waved through. I take up my position at the mouth of the cannon, saying prayers of contrition. Please deliver my suitcase from all mischief and peril. And now the silent circling is a hymn to the faithful. Forgive me my staring for my unconcealed envy in the Hall of Arrivals, where the great river empties its handcarts and porters, all the people it carries to be greeted with flowers, grandfather. There is no one to meet me, yet I'm all but surrounded by the tears and embracing, by the joy unbounded.
friends and relations, leaping over hemispheres, transcendental reunion, all borders vanishing. We are travelers traveling, we are gypsies together, we're philosophers gathering, we are business or pleasure. We are going or coming, we're just finding our way to the next destination, and from night into day. Oh, oh, oh. Hey, hey, hey. Ah, ah, ah. Oh, oh. In a giant bird's belly, I flew over the ocean, 20,000 feet high, how those lights were glowing.
Step out on the ledge, ladies and gentlemen, and play you a brand new song. It does feel a little bit like the ledge. And it's really new enough that I haven't formulated an introduction, a tidy introduction yet. There's no punchline. Should have let Mark introduce them. Except to say that I think as we go through our lives, we're busy and we're doing what we do and we're living every day, just taking care of things and doing the best we can. But sometimes you feel a bit dizzy. Sometimes you feel a bit lost. And as we go through those days, I think somehow beneath the surface we're looking for that gesture or that moment, that smile or that look from someone unexpectedly, or perhaps it's someone we know, and it only lasts a second or a moment, but it's that feeling that they give you that makes you feel truly known. You feel truly seen. And because it's so unexpected, it's so profoundly powerful. And so this is a song about that feeling. It's called Hand on My Back.
Slicing the air as I'm mapping the sky. Way deep down, the echoes remain. Memories sounding like a rattle of chains. Lately, I think I'm coming. Dead in these tracks, recall. slightest brush, but as powerful too as an electrical storm. It's moving on through, then it's gone as fast as it came, leaving nothing, not even the rain. When I was younger, how I took my time, folly and wisdom, four points on the line. From one to another, with space in between, for the lessons you learn and the dreams that you dream. But tell me what happens when dreams don't come true, how you overcome some things until they overtake you. Why you never got chosen, why you never felt claimed by some passion or person that is never explained. I come home quiet, but I'm fierce as a lion. Life will take us apart, but we never stop trying to proceed as if whole and intact. Like I felt with your hand on my bed. Catch me when I'm moving fast, even those rattling chains of the past. So I'll go like that arrow, but with nowhere to land. I am losing velocity, height, and command. We all hit the ground. We all fall from the sky. We burn up, we break up, we wreck and we cry. But we're bound up together by the sight and by past that begins with the touch of your hand on my bed.
Last fall, Mary Chapin invited me to sing one of her songs at her induction into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame. Which I was honored to do, of course, and I'm going to play the song. We're going to sing a song tonight that I did that night. But before that, I wanted to tell you there's hundreds of men in the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame. Righteous members, I'm sure, everyone, but only 14 women, and this is the latest one. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's blown up.
That was much more.
Yeah, that's kind of an awesome. But now we're going to do two gorgeous songs. Tell them why.
Well, I'll tell you why. I just like to be the introducing lady the whole time. That would be great. But before I do that, given that that was the official last song, I'd like to thank Carol and her wonderful staff. Another wonderful night. This is the first time you've been here. I'm sure you've figured out by now how special a place this is. And if you're a returnee, you're here, you're back again because it is such a special place. And as touring artists, we don't get to get taken care of in the way that they take care of the artists who come here. And
someone take care of this school. Spell on its own
Wow. Well, minus a stool or two. Downstairs, ladies and gentlemen, there's this huge room and it's got every record ever pressed. There's like thousands of record albums and obviously a Victrola that you can play it on. Pool tables, saunas, couches to lie on. They've got masseuses. They've got every bottle of alcohol that you'd ever want to drink. They have
hookers.
No, they don't. I knew you were going to say that. I just knew you were going to go there. They don't have that. But they have the most amazing food, more food than you've ever seen in your whole life, and it's all delicious. And they just keep saying, "Is there anything we can get for you? Is there anything we can get for you?" And so, as you can imagine, it's a gig that you look forward to. From the time you know that it's booked until the time you get here. So thank you, Carol. Thanks for having us so much. So, ladies and gentlemen, it was about a month and a half ago or so, Mark and I were so fortunate to be invited to this beautiful event that happened in Central Park, Manhattan, of course. It's a benefit that they hold every year to raise money for Central Park. And every year, the theme, I suppose you could call it, is different. And this year, it was the songs of Frank Sinatra. And at Summer Stage in Central Park, and there were so many wonderful, John Petrelli was the band leader, which right there tells you something. I just lost my hearing. And John Legend was there. Amy Mann, Judy Collins, Lavin Wainwright III, Andrew Bird, Betty LaVette, Alan Toussaint,
Suzanne Vega.
It just really was quite a wonderful night. And the brief that was given to you as a participant was, you know, if you think about it, Frank Sinatra, his entire discography basically makes up the Great American Songbook. So it really was an opportunity to really cull through everything, and you could pick any song you wanted. And so we thought it would be a nice way to end our evening to reprise the songs that we sang that night with John and his band, and hopefully show how much we love singing and the great songs. We started out with the Beatles. We're going to end with this. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
dream about the poor and never even think of counting sheep when your lonely heart has learned its lesson. You'd be his if only he would in the wee small hours of the morning. That's the time you miss him most of all. Such a lot of work to see. We left the same rainbows in. We're around the bend. River.
So, there's a few ballads I'd love to sing for it, but this is the one that I guess I'm proudest of. I'm sorry for all you true companions. What's that? No, I can't do all of them. This is a song I wrote right before my first child was born, and he just turned 22 in June. I felt the same way. I have four children, and I remember feeling the same exact thing I felt the first time, which was equal parts dread and sheer elation. The dread part came when I was reading a book when I knew my first wife was pregnant. She gave me a book about genetics. That's when I got upset.
asked me to sing this one.
Did you
not
want to?
Oh, I don't care.
It's such a great one.
This woman has like 10 huge hits she refuses to play.
It's
weird. Okay, you're right. 11.
Today.